And it is Dry July, and funds from the Dry July campaign continuing to support Bendigo Health Cancer Centre Wellness Program and a range of programs on offer. And the clinical director of the Cancer Centre, Rob Blum, joins us on the show this morning. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
We've had we hear for years now about Dry July and people raising money, and presumably if people select you as a benefactor of that or beneficiary of that, what do you actually do with the money and how has it helped?
Sure, okay. So basically it helps our wellness program. But in terms of like the patients that come to be managed through our region, what we're trying to really do is to improve their health outcomes. So often historically people have focused on the disease and the treatment, and which might include chemotherapy, radiotherapy, surgery. We're looking broader than that. We're trying to actually get people to a better level of health. So that includes things like exercise, diet, mental health. And the actual program specifically supports the wellness centre, which is based on the hospital. And it's basically a place that patients can go to if they want to access some of our programs, which include yoga, reflexology, massage, as well as support groups. And it's also just a place that they can actually access if they're there for several hours. They want a quiet place to sit so they can make themselves a coffee and also connect with other patients. So we're really trying to get people to a better level of health. So that's predominantly what the program's about. And probably the other thing to also say is that it also links in with our music program, which also patients can get access to in the Cancer Centre. And, of course, we'll be looking at new additional supports in the future. So that's essentially what the program's about.
It's interesting that you mentioned, of course, there's a huge physical demand going through cancer treatment, but the mental impact must be quite enormous too.
It's very large, and I think what's also really important is that with COVID, it has made that journey much more difficult. It's made people more isolated. It's often meant that we've had to revert to telehealth during those lockdowns so that patients aren't being physically seen. So the toll mentally, I think, has actually been more acute over the last 18 months, so which therefore reinforces the importance of this program, because we really need to get people into a good level of mental and physical health. And that's exactly what this program addresses.
Yeah. Let's be perfectly blunt here, though. It couldn't actually function without donations and fundraising.
Absolutely. So there are wellness centres throughout, Australia, in fact, the world, but they're not funded by the usual sources that we get for our general health. So anything that is provided is absolutely based on donations, and it's really, really imperative that we continue with that work. I think the other thing to say is that cancer is extremely common. You know, one in three to four Australians will get some form of cancer in their lifetime. So it affects all of our loved ones and people that we know, and it may in fact affect ourselves at some point in the future. So in some respects, you're investing in a program that's going to support potentially your family and friends and possibly yourself.
So the fact that it wouldn't be able to survive without donations and fundraising, is that a black mark against, I guess, one aspect of our health service, that it's not being addressed or considered important enough for additional funds to go in?
I don't know that they don't think that it's important. I just sort of feel that we obviously do have limited amounts of resourcing. And so, I think that that at the moment there isn't the same degree of support. Look, I'd have to say that certainly for things like allied health, so exercise physiology, dietetics, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, that actually is funded by usual forms of resourcing. However, these, I suppose, in inverted commas, softer options, aren't funded at the moment. But look, the reality is that even with research, it's becoming quite evident that these sorts of interventions are becoming increasingly important, and it may well be that in the future they will be funded, but at the moment they're not, and so we then have to rely on resourcing it through donations.
So we've been talking about Dry July. How does Dry July actually get into your coffers, so to speak? How do people get their money to you if that's sure. what they choose to do?
So they just need to go to the website. So it's www.dryjuly.com. And then they just need to then search for the Team Bendigo Health. And then they can make a donation directly to the Bendigo Hospital and supporting our wellness program. Because there are obviously other sites that are also generating money for Dry July. It's not specifically just for Bendigo. So you do need to choose our team, but that's the simplest method.
Okay.
Or alternatively, if you happen to be in the hospital, you can actually donate through a tap and go or physical donations if you happen to be in the hospital.
Terrific. Hey, Rob, fantastic work you're doing. Thank you very much for joining us and all the very best with Dry July. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
That is Dr. Rob Blum, who's joining us, the Cancer Centre Clinical Director.